This week's comment, Fighting Words, by Evan Osnos, from The New Yorker magazine, October 23, 2017. Long before Donald Trump was mocking Little Rocket Man in North Korea or taunting fools in the Republican foreign policy establishment, he expressed special contempt for one international agreement, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, which blocked Iran from developing a nuclear weapon. After the Obama administration signed the agreement in 2015, then-candidate Trump called it the worst deal ever and vowed to renegotiate it once he was in office. In fact, the landmark agreement capitalized on a rare consensus. After years of hesitating, China and Russia joined the other permanent members of the United Nations Security Council, along with Germany and the European Union, in supporting American pressure on Iran to change course. At a negotiating session in Vienna, the coalition was so large that, for appearance's sake, Iran stocked its side of the table with additional staffers. Jake Sullivan, one of the U.S. negotiators, recalled, "It was the whole world versus Iran." The deal did not change all of Iran's bad behavior. Tehran continued to test conventional ballistic missiles, to foment violence in Iraq and Syria, and to unjustly detain Americans. But the effect on its nuclear program was unquestionable. In return for the removal of sanctions imposed by the United States and other nations, which had crippled its economy, Iran agreed to shut down facilities and to give broad access to inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency. Even fierce critics of Tehran, including U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis and Ehud Barak, the former Israeli prime minister, have held the agreement to be vital to international security. Mohammad Javad Zarif, Iran's foreign minister, and Federica Mogherini, the European Union's foreign affairs chief, were widely mentioned as contenders for this year's Nobel Peace Prize. When President Trump discovered that not only Mattis, but also Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and other national security officials wanted to preserve the agreement, he threw a fit, a source told The Washington Post last week. By early October, the White House had devised a plan to assuage his anger. The president would refuse to certify that the deal is in America's national interest, an action that would not undo the agreement outright, but punt the decision to Congress, for lawmakers to decide whether to renew sanctions. It is a risky move nonetheless. If hawks in Congress push through a law demanding further concessions, it could provoke Iran to abandon the deal, eject the inspectors, and accelerate its nuclear program. That might result in calls for Iran's facilities to be destroyed before they can produce